This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sean Pendergast, John McClain with you live at Little Woodrow's in Edo. John, would you like to do the honors in introducing our next guest on the Buyers Barricades Hotline?
Well, considering we've been talking about him so much, I'd be honored. Gary Myers, one of the best, most prolific and distinguished NFL writers in the country. He's been covering the NFL 1 year less than I have. He started in 78 and I started in 77, which means we're old. The difference, though, is Gary's actually doing something. He's written a book, How About Them Cowboys? He'll be in Houston at a signing tomorrow for 2 hours over at River Oaks Bookstore. Gary, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, John. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing tremendous. I know you got a book signing in San Antonio tonight.
Yes, at the Barnes & Noble on Loop 410. So that's at 6 o'clock tonight. And I know this is big Cowboys country down here in San Antonio, so I'm hoping to see a bunch of people. But and I'll be driving up to Houston in the morning or across to Houston, whatever the case
across
might be.
Across to Houston. 100, what is it, 186 miles?
About 3 hours, yeah, about 3 hours by car. 3 to 5 p.m., River Oaks Bookstore. And Gary, I'm excited to read this book. And I know there's some stories we're going to get into, but just in general, what can people expect to learn from the learn about the Cowboys from this book that maybe they weren't expecting?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I started out with the premise of how is a team that hasn't been in the Super Bowl for 20 years grown to be a $5 billion enterprise and probably more popular worldwide than it's ever been before, and certainly the most popular sports team in the world. And I kind of, as I was doing my research and my interviews, I expanded it to just really giving the readers, I think, a very good behind-the-scenes look at how the Cowboys operate, the interaction between Jerry and his kids. And I get into the relationship between Tony Romo and Jason Witten, a lot of Parcells stuff that has not been written before, and his relationship with Jerry and just his time in Dallas. And I think I bring some new light to, you know, what went wrong between Jerry and Jimmy. And then back to the era where, you know, I worked in Dallas, the 81 to 89, where I got to see John a lot when the Cowboys and the Oilers were playing every year pretty much in the preseason. And I would make some trip down to Houston. I'd see him in Dallas. And, you know, he was dominating the Oilers beat like he does the Texans right now. So we've known each other a long time. And I'm ready to read a story about, you know, how about them Oilers / Texans.
We're talking to Gary Myers about his book, How About Them Cowboys? He'll be at River Oaks Bookstore tomorrow on Westheimer at from 3 to 5 p.m. signing his book. Go out and check out Gary because he's got some fascinating stories. And Gary, two of them that fascinated me the most, I heard you talking about on one of the national shows that to me just is so indicative of what a salesman Jerry Jones and his staff are. Tell us the MRI story and the war room story.
Well, it's actually pretty funny that how they made a business out of owning their own MRI machine. I mean, it became very convenient for the players on Monday mornings when they'd have to have an MRI that it was right there at Valley Ranch, which was their old practice facility. Now at the Star, they've partnered with, you know, a medical facility, and they have a lot of equipment right there on the premises. But, John, back in those days, you know, it wasn't very cost-efficient to have your own MRI machine because if you were fortunate, you only got to use it once or twice a week. So Jerry reached out to the different orthopedics in the area and said, you know, our MRI machine is open to the public, you know, for charge, of course. And the doctors pitched it to their patients. You can get your MRI taken and lay in the same MRI tube as Tony Romo when they diagnosed his broken collarbone. And you know, it sounds silly to you and I and maybe some of the listeners, but there were a lot of people who found that very appealing, that if they had to have an MRI, then, you know, why not use the same machine as Tony Romo? And I don't know this, but I would have to guess there are some people that had nothing wrong with them then went ahead and said, I need an MRI, just so they can tell their friends that they were in the Cowboys MRI machine. And so then they moved to the new facility in Frisco a couple years ago, and they spent $1 million on their war room. It's got an amazing wall of TVs. It's like 15 TVs and then a couple of really, really huge ones where they can run tape of players that they're considering in the draft right next to each other, so they can actually watch them. Say it's two receivers, they can actually watch them running down the field on side-by-side screens to compare them. But what they've done is, I think it's Pepsi, and they may rotate it, but they worked out a deal where they sold a sponsorship and allowed their sponsor to run a contest on who gets to hold their fantasy football league draft in August in the Cowboys war room. Now, listen, there are an awful lot of paranoid people in the NFL, but can you imagine Bill Belichick allowing – he doesn't even want anybody coming into the stadium for games, for God's sakes, you know, because they have their offices in the stadium. Can you imagine Belichick letting one of Robert Kraft's sponsors run a contest to see who holds their fantasy draft in Bill Belichick's beloved war room? I mean, that would never happen. But the Cowboys have found a way to make money out of it.
That's incredible. Well, that's been Jerry Jones's MO from the get-go,
well,
finding
sure.
those revenue streams, right? Gary Myers joining us here on the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. Gary, I think the relationship that I'm most intrigued by with the Cowboys is the relationship between Jerry Jones and Tony Romo. And we know how it's been categorized in the media through the years. It's a very very close relationship, it would seem. Mm-hmm. I think Romo's going into the Ring of Honor, which I know has been a, you know, certainly fodder for talk shows like this one as to whether or not he's deserving. From what you learned in talking to folks, how would you categorize the relationship between Jerry Jones and Tony Romo?
Well, I think it's father-son, and I think Stephen, who's the oldest of Jerry's three kids, considers Tony a brother. They have not yet officially announced that Tony is going in the Ring of Honor, so it's unlikely that it's going to happen this year. In fact, they haven't announced anybody that's going in the Ring of Honor this year, and there's a lot of speculation in the off season that it was going to be Jimmy Johnson and Gil Brandt. But as far as I know, I mean, I do know that nothing has been announced to this point, and usually when they're going to do that, they announce it in the off season, and they have a big affair for, you know, the current Ring of Honor members to come in and celebrate, you know, the new ones who are getting in, and that hasn't happened. So my guess is it's not happening this year. But as far as, you know, Tony and Jerry, I think Jerry would still like for Tony Romo to be the Cowboys quarterback. And it became an impossible situation when Tony got hurt and Dak had that great year 2 years ago, including an 11-game winning streak. And in sitting with Jerry for my book, and I kid around, I tell people I did 5 hours of interviews with him, three different sessions. I got to ask at least 3-4 questions during that period of time. But, you know, one thing, guys, that he told me is that he thinks that his biggest failure is being unable to win a championship with Romo, because that's how highly he thinks of him. And he feels that he failed Tony because he couldn't get the players around him, or even when he did and Tony didn't come through in the clutch, that his period of time as a Cowboys starter leaves a very empty feeling for Jerry.
We're talking to Gary Myers about his book, How About Them Cowboys? Gary will be at a book signing at River Oaks Bookstore tomorrow from 3 to 5. And Gary, you've known Parcells for 35 years. When Bill came to the Cowboys, I know one reason was Jerry wanted to win to help him get a new stadium built.
Right.
But what was the relationship between Parcells and Jones, and how did it end?
Well, and first of all, Bill wanted a coach again after he left the Jets. He had sat out a couple of years. And Jerry, like you mentioned, John, after three straight years of 5-11 with Dave Campo and with a a vote coming up in 2004. He needed to turn around, get it to turn around in 2003. And as we all know, Bill is the greatest fix-it man, the quick fix-it man in NFL history. In a four-year, $17 million contract, you know, Bill let himself get talked out of retirement. But they were about at the same point in their lives, age-wise, during that period of time. And, you know, Jerry very much wanted to win again and to prove that he can win in a different era than when Jimmy Johnson was there. And Bill always talks about it's impossible for coaches and competitive people to replace that rush that they feel, you know, in New York at 1 o'clock on Sundays and in this part of the country at 12 o'clock on Sundays or 3 o'clock on Sundays. And he wanted back in. It was such an emptiness in his life that he had to come. He wanted back in. But I think one of the frustrating things was for Bill is when he signed up for it, he knew that he would not have final say. And they had some battles over the years. But Bill really did enjoy Jerry. He's told me that during the time that he was in Dallas. And he's told me that in all the years since, that he really did like him and feels bad that he couldn't win. He couldn't even win a playoff game for him. The way it ended was Tony Romo dropping the snap and Bill making a very emotional decision not to come back because he didn't feel he can get himself recharged. You know, it's so hard for these coaches. And John, you've been around it, as you mentioned, 1 year longer than me. You know how much these coaches put into it. Off-season programs, the draft, training camp, meetings, practices, games, and just to get to the point where they were a successful snap away from kicking a field goal to get into the next round of the playoffs, Bill sat back and thought how much energy he had to come up with just to get to that point again with no guarantees, and he walked away. But he did tell me, and I wrote this in the book, that he wished he had sat back and let it all sink in for a little bit before making that decision because he would have stayed. They had a great team. Wade Phillips won 13 games with them the next year. At the very least, they would have got to the Super Bowl against the Patriots if Bill had stayed. And Jerry really regrets not being able to talk Bill at least one more year.
He is Gary Myers, noted NFL author. He's got a book out, How About Them Cowboys. Gary will be in Houston tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m., River Oaks Bookstore on Westheimer. Go over there and talk to Gary. Hear all these fascinating stories. Gary, we appreciate it very much. I'm sorry I'm going to be on my way to Jacksonville, or I'd come see you. Travel safe. Good luck with the book.
Thanks a lot for having me on, guys. I just mentioned real fast, if you can't get out and see me tomorrow, then, you know, certainly the book is available anytime at the bookstores or on Amazon. And we'll talk to you later.
Thank you very much, Gary.
We appreciate it, Gary. Thanks very much.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.